This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a conversation with the Catholic mother of a child born from an adopted embryo. The embryo was created through in vitro fertilization, something the Catholic Church opposes. But first, hail a cab in many parts of this country, and your driver will likely be a recent immigrant. It can be stressful for these drivers dealing with irritable passengers, confusing directions, or mechanical breakdowns. One immigrant cabbie, though, is trying to make things easier for his fellow drivers. Sandy Houseman reports from Chicago.
John Henry Asabile came to this country 15 years ago on a bet. His former college roommate had moved here from their homeland, Ghana, a poor country in Western Africa. He said he'd give Asabile a traditional Ghanaian gift, a goat, if he could make his way to Chicago.
I said, "You want a bet? I'll be there." He said, "You cannot." I said, "Okay, I will." So I just went to the embassy and I got a visa and then I came here.
His friend was amazed to see Asabile on his doorstep, but he welched on the bet, unable to afford a goat. Asabile got a job with a big company, working as an auditor, but he couldn't get promoted and decided to try something new.
Radio check, 2430.
You're loud and clear, loud and clear.
He got behind the wheel of a taxi and loved it.
See, I don't like sitting at one place. I like driving around, seeing different places, sightseeing, and it's fun.
Now, Asabile has started his own taxi company and, as president, has little time to drive. Today, for example, he's on his way to the bank when his cell phone rings.
Excuse me, please.
Sure.
Hello. Yeah. I will call.
One of his drivers has broken down and needs a part. A second call interrupts the first.
Okay, hold on. See, now everybody's calling. Hello? Oh, from Washington. Okay, Mr. Donko. Okay, this is the deal.
Another driver lost his passport. Asabile's been working with the Ghanaian embassy in Washington to get a new one. Okay, he takes care of business in English and his native Asante.
So, and then it's raining. It's also too handy. We do office paper, me throw away. Oh, okay, sir.
Asabile knows that the life of a cab driver is risky. Few have health insurance, and many are deeply in debt.
What bothers me most about my people is mismanaging their loans. You go in there, sign here, sign there, without even reading through the small prints, and that's where the devil is. And then these guys sign on, and then you get hooked on. You can't get out.
To help these guys, he formed an association of cab drivers from Ghana, a place where they could learn about business and collect some money to help members facing emergencies. That was in August of 2001. Today, the group has grown to 150 members, and they're talking about a lot more than work.
Mr. Taylor. Okay. Let me answer that question. Mr. Taylor.
In May, the cabbies vented their frustration about the exchange rate for dollars they send to their families. A speaker from Western Union blamed the Bank of Ghana. The meeting also included a talk about real estate investment and a visit by a former member, a Chicago cabbie, who went home and got elected to Ghana's parliament. At previous meetings, doctors have spoken on the importance of exercise and a healthy diet. Policemen shared crime-fighting tips, and Asabile told his own story of a nervous passenger who might have been out to rob him.
I saw a gas station which was well lit with people buying gas. That was 7 o'clock in the evening. So I went into the gas station. I smiled. I talked to him. I said, "Gentlemen, you know what? I'm not going no more, but don't pay me. Keep the money. I feel that I don't want to go no more. Just keep the money. Keep everything. You're a nice guy. Just go." He said, "Oh, man, you don't trust me." I said, "Oh, I trust you. You're a very nice guy, but I don't feel like going any longer." So he got out, banged my cab, and I drove away.
Asabile is generous with advice on how to avoid accidents, how to deal with city inspectors, obnoxious passengers, and people who don't tip. If they give you something, he says, take it. If not, life goes on. Association member Benjamin Asafo says members appreciate Asabile's advice, but that's not what makes him an exceptional leader.
John is a good president because he loves people. You know, that's it. He loves people.
And with 150 people paying dues of $240 a year to the association, it appears they love him too. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman in Chicago.